Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Kuf Chaf, Pesachim 120. So today's Daf Yomi, we're going to start the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Chaf Amud Alf. The Mishnah states that if there's a Chabura, if there's a community that's eating together the Karban Pesach, and in the middle of the eating, Yashnu Miktas, and some of them went to sleep, Yochelu, then they're able to continue and eat from the Pesach. However, if all of them kulan, if all of them fell asleep, they're not going to be able to continue to eat from the Karban Pesach because it looks as though they're eating it in two separate places, God forbid. And we know that you're not allowed to do that, like we learned in the Mishnah on 86a, that you're allowed to divide one Karban Pesach to eat into two groups, but it's prohibited for one person to eat in two separate places. And we learned there that Rabbi Yehuda expounded from that this from the laws of Pesach in Egypt, because it says about the Pesach in Egypt, you have to take from the blood and place it on the houses that they should eat it there. And this teaches us that the Pesach that was eaten in two groups is not going to be that a Pesach can be eaten in two groups, but not in two places. Because it states, "Bebayis echad yeyachel." And the Rashbam explains, why if all of them are sleeping, does it look like they're eating in two places? Because when they're sleeping, they lose hesach hadas, they lose the concentration to eat it again. And so therefore the sages were strict upon them as though they're eating it in another place. And so indeed, the Rashbam then adds on something which we have to be very, very careful about today. And the Rashbam explains, because we're going to see, and I don't know if we'll get to it, but on Amud Beis, that Abai and Rava are having a story. Well, let me just read the story for everybody. We'll read it. So what happens with Abai and Rava? That Abai Ahava Yosef Kamei de Rava. Abai was sitting in front of Rava, Chaza de Kon Nimnam. Abai was sitting in front of Rabba, and when Abai was sitting there on the night of the Seder in front of Rabba, Chazad Kanimnam. So Abai saw that his Rebbe Rabba was sleeping after he started to eat from the matzah. There's no longer the time of the Karban Pesach. But this is why is this relevant? Because the Rashbam says that nowadays, where we don't have the matzah, where we don't have the Karban Pesach anymore, and we eat the matzah at the end of the Seder, at the Afikomen, it's as though we're eating the Karban Pesach. It's in lieu of the Karban Pesach, and we eat it by himself. So the Rashbam therefore says, if all the people fall asleep in the middle of eating the matzah at the end of the meal, which is obligatory, then they can't eat it again when they wake up, because the whole reason why matzah is coming to remind us of the Karban Pesach and the time of the Beis HaMikdash when it was standing. And so therefore it has the same laws as it. And so therefore if everybody falls asleep, like our Mishnah is saying, you can't eat it when you wake up. And so he also adds on other explanations, but this is very important for us that not everybody should fall asleep. And so going back to the story, what happened with Abai and Rabba? So Abai saw that Rabba was falling asleep, and he said, Amarway Mainam Kanamar. He said, you're sleeping, and when you wake up, you're not going to be able to eat from the matzah, like we learned in our Mishnah. You're not going to be able to do it. So in that context, Rabba responds to him, Amarle, Minumi Kaminamnim. He says, no, I wasn't sleeping. I was just dozing off. Utanan, and we learned that it states in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi said, we skipped the position of Rabbi Yossi, but I'll go back and read Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Nisnamnu Yochelu, that if the people are dozing, they can eat, but Nirdemu, but if they were fully sleeping, Lo Yochelu. If they're fully sleeping, they're not allowed to eat. And then Gemara defines what is dozing and what's the difference between dozing and sleeping. So it says the Gemara, what's dozing and what's sleeping? Hechidami Nisnam. Name, what's dozing off? So says Rav Ashi, dozing is nim v'lo nim, that he's sleeping but he's not sleeping. He's not actually sleeping. Tir v'lo tir, he's awake but he's not actually awake. What does that mean? Going to Karle V'ani, if you call him, he'll respond. V'lo yada adure svara, but he doesn't know how to respond properly. V'chi mud karle mitkar, but when you remind him of the answer, he says, oh yeah. So that's the idea of what is dozing versus sleeping. And so says Rabbah, I was not sleeping, I was just dozing, and that's the distinction. So what is this whole basic concept? What are we saying here, that if you're sleeping during the Pesach, if everybody's sleeping, then you're not going to be able to finish the Pesach, and today if you're sleeping during the matzah, you're not going to be able to eat it. So this is a very powerful idea. The powerful idea here is that this Pesach represents the redemption, and so therefore the time of redemption is upon us. How can you chas v'shalom be sleeping during these moments of redemption? So if there is one or two people sleeping, fine. Then it's something. Somebody could be sleeping. We understand that. But if everybody's sleeping, then we completely are lost. And that's the idea. Also, the idea here is that. The idea here is that as long as there's one person at the Seder who's not sleeping, then that one person who's not sleeping on the concept of redemption, on the concept of Mashiach, on the concept of improving the world, and then that one person can serve as a spark plug, as an inspiration to inspire everybody else. And that's the idea behind Seder Night. That's the power of what we're doing when we gather at Seder Night, that one of us, just one of us can inspire the other people to not be missing this opportunity. And we see that it doesn't even need to be completely awake. You just have to be just partially dozing off. As long as you're partially dozing, as long as there's a little spark inside the person, and the person is able to hear it, and that person is not considered sleeping, and then that person can then inspire other people to work towards the Mashiach, to work towards the redemption.